Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ. Here we are, mid-July, July 13th, 2025. July is sure a busy month. Lots of remembrances, lots of events going on. We thank you for joining us. We hope that you are prayed up as we see the events of the day. And we say this often because it continues on the times that we're in, but if there's ever been a time to be prayed up, to start your day off with the Lord's Prayer, and praying on the full armor of God, putting it on, envisioning it on yourself, and praying it on you and your family. Praying for us here at the church. Know that we pray for you, Remnant. And praying for our leaders. If there's ever been a time to start the day in prayer, it is today. It is the times that we're in. And so we hope you're doing that. We do our best to encourage you to do those, to do that very thing. We start out here with the pistol prayer. We're prayed up. We've got the full armor of God on, and we've prayed our prayers this morning. We start out with the pistol prayer. We see it coming true, and I enjoy praying it. It's an appeal to God, an appeal to heaven, like the flag that we have. We've got one over here, and I had Brother Warren text me, said he was flying his, because if there's ever been a time to make an appeal to heaven, it's now. And so I agree with that. And I think that's what this pistol prayer is. It is a calling out to God. So we hope you'll join us. We've got it on a Bible bookmarker. If you'd like it, we'd be glad to send it to you. Just request it. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. We see, I think, an awakening happening in some people. No, it's not the masses. It's not the entire Republican or Democrat or progressive or whatever parties that are out there. No, but the remnant is growing. People are waking up. They're seeing, just as we've been praying, these strongholds coming down, the spells, the words, the stories that were working in the past are not working anymore. And that's a good thing. It is. It's a good thing. And it's not just here in this country. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Wanted to start out in Galatians. Galatians 6:2. There could be a whole message on this one verse. It seems like that it's all but forgotten in today's church world, but it bears true. Let's take a look. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Now, Jesus himself said he didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And when we do this very thing, when we bear one another's burdens, Brother Zach, we got another message from him on the rest of Acts 4 today. And when you read through that, that's what they were doing. The disciples, right after Christ died and was resurrected and gave his final instructions and left, that's what the apostles and the disciples were doing. They were bearing one another's burdens and fulfilling the law of Christ. So if they were doing it, how much more should we be doing it? We have plenty in our land today to help bear one another's burdens, that's for sure. If you've seen the flood recovery, that's kind of the big impact right now on the nation. They're still doing flood recovery. What's it been, 10 days now? And still bridges out, just complete and utter destruction. And they're having more flooding now, I understand. More rains yesterday was halting some of the recoveries. Just some of the statistics. Death toll has reached at least 120 people. Recovery efforts continue. Looks like the last 24, 48 hours really kind of been a plateau as far as finding more victims. And one thing that's encouraging, I wanted to share this. So there are several faith-based organizations already on the ground assisting victims. Many people working with these organizations encouraged everyone to pray for those who were injured, those who lost loved ones, and those whose homes were damaged or destroyed, as well as pray for the first responders. And Governor Abbott had called, I think, for last Sunday to be a day of prayer for them. But there are still those that are sharing one another's burdens. Paid professionals absolutely are down there and are searching. And they have put bridges back in. And they are down. Companies like Mercy Chefs and multiple ones are down there that are helping out and doing that very thing. Wanted to share this. It said, you know, massive trees had snapped like toothpicks, pieces of broken homes, mangled cars, and the contents of homes and camps were pushed miles downriver, and they now lay in huge debris piles. Clearing it requires the might of heavy construction machinery, as well as delicacy and respect for the bodies that may be trapped within the wreckage. And about 2,100 emergency responders from 10 states have descended on Kerr County to assist with the recovery and cleanup. And I've heard that there's four and five times that many volunteers that are there that are helping, that are trying. And, you know, it is encouraging that in times of distress, in times of trials, when we have horrific events like this, that the American people do show their true colors. The volunteering comes out. The people that are there, at least some of them, right? There's a lot of them down there in Texas helping out. And, you know, talking with Brother Paul, we were talking about it Wednesday night on the prayer meeting, that it is during these times of trials and tribulation that we draw closer to God. And, you know, if we have we have a people that have drawn away from God. They haven't drawn near to Him so He would draw near to them. So what does God do? We see it throughout history, throughout this Bible. Well, these events happen. And as bad as this is, as bad as these families losing their little girls and entire families washed away and death toll well over 100, there's still over 100 missing. Last I heard, like 160 in that Kerr County. As horrific as that is, the aftermath brings people closer to Him. And that is a good thing. And this is not the last event. I think you might as well, you know, don't be surprised, the Bible says, right? Don't be surprised at the fiery ordeals among you when it happens, because it's happening. Let's take a look here in, what is this in Hebrews? Let's take a look in Hebrews. It says, therefore, Hebrews 12, 28, 29, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. You know, all through that, and I'm not saying that this was specific on the people of Texas because they've disobeyed. We've all turned from God at one time or another. And as a people, as a nation, these things happen to us. If we are to share one another's burdens, well, guess what? We hopefully share blessings. We share their burdens. But it's collectively. Our God, as it says here, is a consuming fire. And so, you know, we understand the kingdom we have here. Well, it's not like the kingdom that's coming. It's not. And so we are to be thankful in all things. And I think, again, more and more people are awakening to that fact. And it's not just happening here in Awakening. Have you seen what's happening in Northern Ireland? I wanted to share this picture with you. I don't know if you saw this, but it was put together for several days. It was a huge bonfire set up. You see the pallets stop the boats. Now, those aren't real people in the boat. But they're effigies made up of migrants, representing the migrants that have invaded Ireland. Parts of Northern Ireland were gripped by anti-immigrant rioting last month amid tensions surrounding a recent influx of people from Eastern Europe. Police said they didn't intervene before the bonfire was lit because they can act quote, they can only act within the legislative framework that exists. There is an awakening that is happening there as well. We know that Ireland, the entire European nations, have been invaded. Absolutely invaded for what? Going on 20 years now. An absolute invasion. They are losing their culture. There's a few of them that are standing up and saying, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Saw this as well. Third day of UK anti-migrant rape riots sees a migrant relocation shelter burnt. That was over in England. They've been having riots as well. You don't get a lot of playtime on that. You don't hear much. No, the head of England and France met talking about, and the big news was they were talking about a war between them that happened in the 1100s, a big battle. Nothing about these white people in the UK and Ireland revolting and turning back and saying, you know, and this one in UK was an anti-migrant rape. There was an article, a dad stopped a gang from raping his daughter. They arrested the dad. That's how bad it is over there. Could be that way here. The lawlessness that's here. We'll get back to that one. Well, Remnant, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. sfawbn.com. You see it on the screen? Tons of information there. The Newswire. If you've got current events and breaking news happening in your neck of the woods, by all means, send an email. You see it on the screen, so you can send it to an email to jason@sfaw.org, and we'll do our best to get it posted up there and to share it with the Remnant. And that's where a lot of these news stories come from, is that they pop up here and there, different parts of the country, different parts, and they're not picked up by the big AP, by the big media boys, but we do our best to share them with you. Well, again, the times that we're in, let's go to Matthew. Matthew 24, 11 and 12 says, many false prophets will rise up and lead multitudes astray. And because of the prevalent disregard of God's law, the love of the great majority will grow cold. Because the multitudes have been led astray. And we see that. We see a disregard of God's law. And so what's one of the results? Oh, it's a hard-heartedness. It's a lack of love. The heart of man grows cold. But what else do we see? Lawlessness. We're seeing more and more of it, lawlessness. We're seeing an attempt, I think, by this current administration to restore law, to arrest the lawbreakers. Got a couple of reports on that. And it's being met with just with as much negativity as it can be. Lawlessness in the land. Did you see this? Saw this. They were waving. This was at an arrest in California this last week. The lawbreakers are waving Mexican flags, trying to keep the U.S. Law enforcement from making arrests. Apparently, they were they made an arrest. The migrants, the illegals, the lawless were firing, shooting at federal agents. $50,000 reward offered for the man who allegedly fired on federal agents at a marijuana farm in California. ICE agents carried out a workplace enforcement operation at the Glasshouse Farms near Camarillo. Border Patrol agents served a warrant described as the world's largest cannabis growing operation, ICE and National Guard, and they got fired upon. Saw this on, somebody sent me this, it was a little thing on X, I can't quite read it, but anyway, it says the same thing, but it just shows a picture of it. And a picture from the helicopter of the guy shooting at federal agents. Now, this next one, this next slide, you know, what if you or I shot at federal agents? Holy smokes. Remember Gordon Call, Waco? It would be war. But see, because there's lawlessness even within this lawlessness in the land. Supposed to be one law, but there's not. There's not. Saw this out of Houston. 1,361 criminal aliens arrested by ICE in Houston. Once one area in Houston in June. including 32 child predators, 9 killers, murderers. And so I think that it's good that this administration is trying. They're trying to get these people off the street. But how long have these 1,300 been running around, committing God knows what, in amongst where we live, where you live, where our friends and family live? And then these numbers. ICE arrests 30,000 illegals in June, the most in at least half a decade. Number of all-important deportations from the interior of the U.S. still unknown. DHS officials say more than 253,000 illegal aliens have been either removed or deported. Removed or deported, and that's good. That's good. It's a step in the right direction, I believe. But it should also highlight the lawlessness that has been so prevalent in the land. And when we're turning away from that, that is a good thing. Again, last couple scriptures here because we're running out of time. Matthew 24, a couple verses here. Matthew 24 says, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But, so that was a prophecy then. It's happening today, but it's not the end. Let's read on. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. So as we see the lawlessness, as we see all around us the heart of our neighbors and our friends and family, the heart grow cold and the callousness. Let's remember the verse we started with, right? That we share one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. And we do as Matthew here says, we endure to the end. We endure to the end. And this is how we do it. Luke 22, 35 through 36, we follow the instructions of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, he asked them, he said, when I sent you out to preach the good news and you didn't have money, a traveler's bag or an extra pair of sandals, did you need anything? And they replied, no. And then Jesus said, but now take your money and a traveler's bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. See, protect yourself. You're going out as sheep in the wolves. Protect yourself. It's one of the ways we endure. I really think it is. Well, guys, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. Got a great message. I don't know. It's been years since this thing's played. I don't know if many of you have seen it by Mr. Richard Kelly Hoskins. I'm looking forward to it. And then, like I said, a brand new message by Brother Zach after that. So thank you for joining us here in mid-July. Stay tuned, and God bless.
Sharpening up our weapons to be ready for the snakes out of their holes. Babylon is falling down. See their pillars cracking full. The tares are in the open. Sight your prayers on them unfold. Our king is coming home. Rise up, daughter of Zion. Rise up, daughter of Zion. Rise up, daughter of Zion. To Jerusalem now behold. The battle is raging on the left and on the right. King Jesus holds the middle, hurling fire with awesome might. Satan has been conquered and his army.